भागवतम की जय समस्त वैष्णविंद की जय हिदाय गौर प्रमानंदे हरि हरि हरे कृष्णा सो वी आर सर्विंग श्रीमद् भागवतम फर्स्ट कैंटो चैप्टर 7 Text 23 Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya कृतं नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नस्त्रप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्ति भवति नश्यति सो यू आर सर्विंग First Canto 7 chapter text 23 Tvam Adya Purusha Sakshat
Adya Purusha Sakshat
Ishvara Prakrite Paraha
Ishvara Prakrite Paraha
Mayam Vyadasya Chitshakta Kaivalya Sthita Atmani Tvam Adya Purusha Sakshat Ishvara Prakrite Para Mayam Vyadasya Chitshakta Kaivalya Sthita Atmani Tvam Adya Purusha Sakshat Ishvara Prakrite Para Maya Vidasya Chitshakta
Mama
साक्षात् ईश्वरः प्रकृते परः मायां विद्धस्य शिक्षक्ता तमाद्या पुरुष साक्षात् ईश्वर प्रकृते परः माया विद्यस्य शिक्षक्ता कैवल्ये स्थितात्मनि त्वाम् आद्या यू आर् द ओरिजिनल् पुरुष द एन्जॉयिङ्ग् पर्सनालिटि साक्षात् डायरेक्टली ईश्वरः द कंट्रोलर प्रकृते ऑफ मेटेरियल नेचर पराः ट्रांसेंडेंटल मायां द मेटेरियल एनर्जी व्योद बुद्धस्य वन हु हैज थ्रोन असाइड चित शक्ता बाय डिंट ऑफ इंटरनल पोटेंसी कैवल्ये इन प्योर इटर्नल नॉलेज एंड ब्लिस स्थितः प्लेस्ड आत्मनि ओन सेल्फ ट्रांसलेशन एंड पार्टवर्ड बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय ट्रांसलेशन यू आर द ओरिजिनल पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड हु एक्सपेंड्स हिमसेल्फ ऑल ओवर द क्रिएशन एंड इज transcendental to material energy. You have cast away the effects of the material energy by dint of your spiritual potency. You are always situated in eternal bliss and transcendental knowledge. Who is speaking to whom? Arjuna is speaking to Krishna. Thank you. Just to make sure we are aware. This is a beautiful part of Bhagavatam. Actually, every part of Bhagavatam is very sweet nectar. Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam आदैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्रीराधा कृष्ण पादां सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखानितांश्च नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे थैंक यू सो दिस इज अ ब्यूटीफुल वर्स अर्जुन इज गिविंग identity of his vision, what he sees Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada is connecting what we should be thinking. So he is expressing how to see Arjuna's vision. So we are going to read Srila Prabhupada's purport. Srila Prabhupada's purport. First he is saying, the Lord states in Bhagavad Gita, one who surrenders unto the lotus feet of the Lord can get released from the clutches of nations. I love the way Prabhupada said that unless we have, yesterday I was talking on a class in New York, that it's the same question repeats again and again, how do I have access? And I found very nicely that Prabhupada's purport are so sweet, it's magnify or amplify these two concepts. We have to have a subordination and service attitude. That's what surrender boils down to. What am I willing to do today, making garland or talking Harikatha, or that will bring pleasure to Prabhupada and Krishna? And what am I willing not to do something that will also bring pleasure? This is what surrender functional part is. Now internal are four things, like I maintain a belief that Krishna will maintain me. Krishna will protect me. But nobody is seeing it. This is my personal belief. So in Saranagati, six limbs, two are functional. But that is visible. So Prabhupada writes in the beginning that how important this surrender. So those who are surrendering, for them Krishna is visible. Because proportion to their getting out of Maya depends on their surrender to Krishna. Nobody can get out of Maya. It is not possible. It was very funny, one lecture Prabhupada gives on that. Say, just one line Prabhupada wrote here, so many things, it's relevant. Because if you look at that verse in Bhagavad Gita 7:14, Daivihe esa gunamayi mamo maya duratta. Just imagine you never read the second part, second line, only first line. How do you feel? I mean, when I thought about it, it's scary, this material world. It's literally scary. Nobody can cross. This is my Maya. This is very powerful. Impossible for you to even think to get out of it. Okay, we are doomed. It's scary. The first line is scary. But there is a reason why Krishna gives such a scientific way. He verbalizing his feeling for us. In a poetic form, the Sanskrit language is accommodating his feeling towards us. But the first line, it's fearful, we should be paying attention. Then the second part comes, his affection. Mameva je prapadante. But if you surrender to me, maya metam tarantite, you will cross over. This most dangerous, most difficult, impossible to cross over, all will become easy if you surrender. Now if you think only the second line, and forget the first line, guess what happened? Will be complacency. That's what Prabhupada expressed in Bombay, where he says, lot of my follower or disciples, says, they are not afraid of Maya. So we should have both lines together. Surrender means this both line. There has to be tangible fear every day that if I don't chant properly, I will go back to this illusory illusion. There should be fear, and at the same time, we should magnify Krishna's lovely, loving, affectionate nature. In one sloka, he gives very nice, even though Sarva Dharman Parityajya is the ultimately, but in the beginning, as Prabhupada put that line, so we should always remember both sides, side by side, that there is a danger, I have to pay attention to think of Krishna. Then Prabhupada writes, Krishna is just like a sun, and Maya or material existence is just like darkness. Wherever there is the light of the sun, darkness or ignorance at once vanishes. The best means to get out of the world of ignorance is suggested here. This is Prabhupada's affection for us. You know, he's stretching this point. That yes, the majority people, hopefully not devotees, all karmis, beside Hare Krishna's, everybody, they try to bring light in their life. Light does not mean sunlight only. Light means where you can see things as they are, and you can have a genuine fear if there is a snake. In darkness, you cannot see the snake where in the room or house. And if there is a danger, or if there is a clear path, that's what light supposed to do. Means what to do, what not to do. It has to be backup. The heart has to back up by the spiritual knowledge. You know why heart is issued? Mahaprabhu says, Cheta Darpana Marjana. Because it reflects, like a mirror, it reflects. When it reflects, that's called mind. We go by the mind. It's true. That's all we have. If you really think, testing machine is within us. But how do we test things? Through the mind. Through the intelligence. It depends where we take the shelter. So mind reflects what is in the heart. And heart is always getting in the conditional stage. Three modes are influencing. And they have a competition. Who can win over the heart? It's like it's a dramatic, but it's scary actually, the more we think about it. So here, Prabhupada writes that you cannot remove darkness by taking out with the buckets of darkness, out of darkness, dark room. Nobody can remove darkness by removing darkness, by any process. Only way you can remove the darkness by turning on the light. Because the nature of the light is absence of darkness. And no other process, even though the whole world is filled with this process, do this, do that, you'll be happy, do this. It's just illusion after illusion. And because they are so much into illusion and they explain about illusion, because they are in illusion. There is no way they can get out. So Bhagavatam is the only path for Krishna consciousness is giving them. Then next Prabhupada writes, the Lord is addressed herein as the original personality of Godhead. I always think like every purport almost like Prabhupada is like saying, I'm a Brajavasi, did you hear me? Even though it's talking about Vishnu or Narayan, but he has to bring Krishna, the Vrindavan Krishna, always. That's Prabhupada. The Lord is addressed herein as the original personality of Godhead. From him, all the personality of Godhead expand. The all-pervasive Lord Vishnu is Lord Krishna's plenary portion or expansion. The Lord expands himself in innumerable forms of Godhead and living beings, along with his different energies. So the question may arise, does Krishna demands our surrender? Does Krishna, it appears like he's saying, Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakta, you should think of me, you should bow down to me. Does Krishna wants our pranam, dandava? Then he will remain God. Joking way, but some people seriously think that why do I have to bow down? Like Gargamuni Maharaj told Prabhupada, I don't feel like to bow down. Prabhupada said, just do it. So, but Prabhupada, I don't feel like. He said, just do it. If you keep on doing, eventually you'll get become normal, natural. So then question comes, then why? Why do we have to bow down? Why do we have to worship? Why? So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Bhuya Tamam Bhuya Sinume Paramam Bacha. Listen to me. So far I have explained, I did not explain you, the most confidential of all confidential. This is the verse before he is talking surrender. What is it? Srinamaya Paramam Bacho Istoshime Dhira Miti. Because I love you, Arjuna, try to understand, I love you. Te Hitam. For your benefit, you should bow down to me. Why this Vishnu Chakravarti will give a clue? He said that Krishna is demanding Arjuna to bow down to him, said, you have a false ego. When you bow down, your false ego disappears. You can taste the nectar that coming from me. Krishna is the embodiment of nectar. Krishna is the happiness. Krishna is everything that we want. But we bow down for our benefit, not for Krishna. We worship Krishna, not for Krishna does not need our worship. He's a most loving, most affectionate father, brother, friend, any way you can address, lover, beloved. But that exhibited, like this pulling the girl, Prabhupada gave an example of pulling the girl. Or even Ratnavali. In all of our Bhagavatam, Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, we should focus on two things. That Krishna is Lilamay and Karunamay. What are the two things? Can somebody repeat me? Thank you. Thank you for paying attention. Because he creates the way he always moves or do things, it's actually beautiful, attractive pastimes. But what is the purpose behind it? Because he has an affection for us. So for an example, Ratnavali. You may think like how it's related. Related just like she was one of us. Sometimes I think even I had more demonic nature than her. I mean, she comes from a demon family. But Ratnavali, she saw Vamandev. It's so attractive, such an adoring child. When you see a very cute boy, generally you feel like to talk to the child or look at the child or give a hug, not pandemic time. But generally, when you see a very cute boy, you like to look at him one more time. Bhavandev literally stole the heart of all the people in the audience of Bali Maharaj. That's why they all got delivered, ultimately. But Vamandev, the way he came and the way he was walking and smiling and radiation, the Brahma Jyoti was emanating from his body, was like so attractive. So Ratnavali saw it, Ratnavali was thinking like, gosh, I wish I would have a child like this. I would hold, hug him and give him breast milk and I would just take care of him. Whole life would be like so good. Oh, I wish I would have this. And Vamandev winked, so no problem, that's all I'm here for. Because he's performing Leela, and what else supposed to do beside Leela? Karunamaya, very good, affection. So he's affectionate. So next life, that Ratnavali comes as a Putana. Putana is a position, is also a person, like a president is a position, post and a person. Sanatana Goswami Pad gives these details. So she took that position. But if you look at that, in the pastime, that how Bali Maharaj voluntarily gave, knowing that it is Vishnu, everything offered to Vamandev. But at the end of the pastimes, where Vamandev started taking over the world, first feet, three steps, one step he took over the entire lower, another steps higher, all the way poked to the river where the Ganges water came. But then he ultimately third steps, there was no place, so he asked Bali Maharaj, what kind of charity giver are you? So Bali Maharaj was overwhelmed. And Bali Maharaj says a very nice thing. He says, the possessor of the wealth is more important than possession. So I gave my possession, but I'm still existing separately. I was the possessor, so I'm giving myself. Bamandev was satisfied. That is required. The difference between people comes to temple. What is the difference between the Hare Krishna devotee and the outsider who comes? We give ourselves to Prabhupada and Krishna. And then whatever we have, our mind, our body, our wealth, everything else comes. But that should not be looked up to. We should look up to that ourselves that we are giving. But also when we are giving to Prabhupada and Krishna, are we taking something back? Well, I gave 10 years my life, what did I get? That's not a giving. This is like a business trade, Prahlad Maharaj says. Vritta Banike. Banik means trader. So when we give to Krishna, when we chant, we should not think anything to take back. That this is, I'm calling for you. You love me as your child. I'm trying to come back. For your pleasure, I want to come back. I want to serve you. So like this, give 100%, nothing take back. But if you think like, oh, I'm serving my Lord, why am I suffering? You're trying to take back, as if like he has to trade, give you back. This is not a good way of giving. So anyhow, this girl, Ratnavali, she was not feeling good. She said, this child is not a child. How can he do this? Take over everything from my brother. Now we'll have nothing. Why did I wish this to be my child? If I had this person as my child, I would give him poison and kill him as the baby before he grows to Tribhikram, big giant body. So Tribhikram also wink again, no problem. I'll allow you to do both. So that's why, what is that, what I'm trying to say? From the purport Prabhupada, what we understand, when we are in the temple, we are with the devotees, we are with japa, we should be very careful what thought we are allowing it to contemplate it. That power we have to control. This is what the beauty of free will. Free will, the distance of free will is between impulsion and response. Response has to come from the sadhaka, practitioner. We have to choose. No, I don't want this kind of thought. This is not good. That we have to voluntarily choose not to contemplate anymore. Because what we crave within, in my own life I saw, we carve within. Later on we see this is like a struggle. But it is not a struggle, it was me who allowed to stay within my heart. And it was lingering, it doesn't go away. So we have to be very careful. What we crave within, it we carve within. It will never go away. You may think, like, oh, I forgot about it. That was contemplating about a girl, or a boy, or a nice facility, or doing some cheating. Whatever contemplation is. Prabhupada is so merciful, he says, intelligence is that which kills the desire before it turns into action. What is intelligence means? It kills the desire. How do you kill the desire? Vidya kutare na site na dhira. This knowledge become like a kutar. Kutar in Hindi they say also kutar, or maybe not. In Sanskrit, kutar means like a axe. So you immediately think of your guru, Krishna, some philosophy you heard, and remove that desire. Before, Prabhupada said, you have to kill this desire before it turns into action. Otherwise, when action takes place, why these things happening? Krishna is saying, I sanction this for you to correct it. Don't ask me why it is happening. You have to correct here. What is in a micro form in our heart becomes a macro form outside. So Ratnavali, when she came as a putana, and that's what happened. And Narottam Das Thakur writes on this. Sadhane bhavive jaha siddhite paive taha. What you are thinking during your devotional life, you will see at the end of your perfection. And you will see, I didn't want that. Well, you were thinking about it, talking about it, and you were delighting on it. It could be a bad thing, but sorry, that's what it will come. Because you're holding, you know, when you are holding the japa, chanting Hare Krishna, you're touching fire and you'll get burned. So it will purify us, but how it purifies? Krishna is not cruel. He is the most merciful. But his mercy, we have to see with intelligence. The mercy may have a loophole. He will sanction everything. Dhruva Maharaj lamented after he got the kingdom. Why did I pray for this? So Krishna will never deprive you from the desire you are holding in your heart. It has to be thoroughly checked through the Shastra. We see also Pulinda girls in a very good example. The Pulinda girls, she comes also from a conditional life. Sanatana Goswami Pad in Brihad Bhagavatamrita also emphasized her. And Prabhupada gives a very nice key point about this Pulinda girl in Nectar Devotion. Prabhupada said that all the material happiness is good. Pulinda girl knew that. Even her intimacy with her husband. But even touching with Krishna consciousness, touching little kumkum dust from where Krishna was walking on the pasturing field, she touched it because she felt some attraction towards Krishna. The moment she touched it, her experience, you know the experience? When you look at the apple, what attracts you? Do you know? Is it the name or the color of the apple?
Taste.
Very good. The experience is important. It is what keeps us material or spiritual. It is not the name, it is not the color, it is not the description. It is the taste we are relishing. If we are not relishing material enjoyment, then it will disappear. You don't have to try to make it away. It will go away. But what you are tasting every day, you are always tasting. Jiva sukha annesi. Prabhupada put this. Sukha annesi, pleasure seeking by nature. You will not come to temple if you don't feel good about it. Because you like something about temple, so you come. You like something about Krishna, so you are here. What is that taste? Search out within you. Prabhupada told this to Jayanta Prabhu. What is that attracts you in the girl and the flower? He said, I like only girl and flower, nothing else. He said, find out, Prabhupada says in Paris, what is that within the girl or a flower that attracts you? When you search out and find, you'll meet Krishna. This is important. Because taste, what feeling is more powerful than our awareness and our thinking. Satchitananda means three way we check everything. Satchitananda. But ananda is the highest feeling. The Vrindavan is nothing but ananda. Pervades, supersedes of all thinking, all feeling, all awareness. And we see this in Pulinda girl's case. I'm bringing this point just to what Prabhupada is saying in the purport so nicely. That she was searching everywhere. Then when she saw that kumkum, she touched it and she was thinking, where did this come from? And she tasted a happiness within that she never could experience with her husband or children or parents or anybody. It was convinced so much that she was searching where this kumkum comes from. Then she ended up seeing a beautiful, handsome prince of Nanda Maharaj. So she takes care of her house, but she's always thinking about him, always thinking about him. Next day she hidingly again looking for it. Sanatana Goswami Pada explained this, that she saw from far a elderly lady is removing her sweats from Krishna's body. She is praying to God, oh God, let me become like this lady. I want to remove his sweats. I just want to stare at him. I just want to do something for him. And immediately she is like, this is what called transparent heart. Before we go to Dasyaras, Santaras is three divisions. Santa, Suddha, and the Satcha. Satcha means transparent. So transparent, then Pulinda girl, next day she was afraid also that the family people will find out, so she went back, but her mind is like so attracted to that young boy of Nanda Maharaj. The next day she comes and she saw that same Krishna wrestling with the coward boys. And wrestling, and she's thinking, oh God, make me a boy right now so I can wrestle. I want to give him a fight so he can wrestle with me. I want to do anything that he likes, he wants to do. This is her mood. But then she cries because she's a girl body, she wants to be a boy so she could go and join in the wrestling. She's sadly going back home. She's scared that family will find out that she's in love with this village. But she's outcast. She's not in Varnasram, so she cannot come in a Vrindavan area of Nanda Maharaj easily, but from far. Then after a few days, she found again that boy, and he's roaming in the forest. She said, that's it. I'm going to go and give myself, throw myself at his feet. I don't care what he thinks. That was the final conclusion she had. And all of a sudden she saw Krishna entered into a forest grove. So she just ran into it and fell. And then there she found the most astonishing, most attractive girl is sitting there with her parivar, with her associates. And Krishna just laughing, and all of a sudden she just jumped into this group, kunja. There's three types of kunja. One is kunja, nikunja and nibriti kunja. Nibriti kunja means where Srimati Radharani and in her own associate, the Manjaris, not even other gopis can come in. So she entered there, and when she entered there, and she was like shocked. She's like, wow, the boy is right here. And who is this beautiful lady and all these girls? And Krishna is making an appeal to Radharani. Oh, you invited somebody new today. Radharani said to one of her assistants, say, give her some service so she can stay with us. That's it. Hari Bol. And then nobody knows in the world, her family, what happened to her. She disappeared. She didn't disappear. She entered into the most joyful life. We all want that kind of. We should embrace the departure from this material world. We should die materially to live spiritually. Those things are valid points. Because of the time, I'm going to read the rest of the purport. Prabhupada says, but Sri Krishna is the original primeval Lord from whom everything emanates. The all-pervasive features of the Lord experienced within the manifested world is also a partial representation of the Lord. Paramatma, therefore, is included within him. This is like a sloka. Did you understand, everybody, like what is this Prabhupada put, one sentence? Means we don't have to worry about Paramatma. When Krishna comes in our heart, Paramatma enters into Krishna's body. You follow? It does not like we don't have to worry about what happened. But for the rest of the people, Paramatma is there like a judge. Parama, therefore, is included within him. He is the absolute personality of Godhead. He has nothing to do with the action and reaction of the material manifestation because he is far above the material creation. Darkness is perverse representation of the sun. Therefore, the existence of darkness depends on the existence of the sun. But in the sun proper, there is no trace of darkness. As the sun is full of light, only. Similarly, absolute personality of Godhead, beyond the material existence, is full of bliss. He is not only full of bliss, but also full of transcendental variegatedness. Transcendence is not at all static. I love that word. Transcendence is not at all static, but full of dynamic variegatedness. He is distinct from the material nature, which is complicated by the three modes of material nature. He is Param, or the chief. Therefore, he is absolute. He has manifold energies, and through his diverse energies, he creates, manifests, maintains, and destroys the material world. In his own abode, however, everything is eternal and absolute. The world is not conducted by the energies of powerful agents by themselves, but by the potent of all-powerful with all energies. Just this one purport itself is complete Bhagavatam. Is there any question, comment, reflection from anyone? Because there's so many things to say about this. No? So I have a question. Yes, please.
You were saying about taste, and you said Prabhupada was explaining to someone about taste.
Jayanta Prabhu.
Jayanta.
He is a French devotee. And then Indradhumna Maharaj told me, actually he made him a devotee. It was very nice, he invited him. And the discussion took place in the morning walk. He was a kind of a playboy, they told Prabhupada. And so I spoke to him. He became a sannyasi, from Narayan Maharaj, but he is Prabhupada's disciple. And he was narrating this, that his conversation with Prabhupada was very sweet. Is that okay? And I'll just end with this. It's a very interesting the way Prabhupada put this purport, so nice. He says, transcendence is not at all static. I was just talking to this professor, I have a few friends, Gainesville, for so long, they were customer, like cultivated like him. And one professor is chanting, very nice. So this professor says, but my idea of Krishna consciousness or God consciousness, I want like peace. So then when I think of that, and then I ask him, like, do you not feel like activities, dynamic nature has a more flavor than peaceful static? So no, I like peace, just peaceful place, peaceful everything, like nothing is moving. That's how I grew up, and I grew up with the church and this, that. And it was like we always thought it's very fascinating that heaven is like peace, peace, peace. So then I asked him, can you explain me what is the peace? What do you understood? He says like not much activity is like a. But then another discussion Prabhupada with Father Manuel. That conception of peace is nothing but Brahman. And it scares me. It's so true. But the way Prabhupada put it, he said that conception, just you want only peace. You just don't want activities or varieties. Okay, your ultimate achievement is Brahman, not Golok Vrindavan. So we should not look for just peace. We should look for devotional service. Happiness in service, happiness in pleasing the Lord, happiness in the association of the devotees. That should be emphasized more, because that's what Golok Vrindavan is. If we only look for a peace and just quiet, everything, like everybody's in their own remote distance, it's like a Brahman conception. That's all. That's what I understand. So it's very nice. I have one question here from Madhava Prabhu. Let's see if I can read it. Arjuna instructs the world when he praises Krishna in the midst of the attack. Here the Brahmastra is coming. It will be here few seconds. But instead of immediately asking all-powerful Krishna for help, instead, he is glorifying Krishna verse after verse. This instructs the world how to pray. First, glorify the Supreme with transcendental description of his qualities. Then, almost in passing, oh, by the way, my Lord, if you desire, you might kindly extinguish this devouring Brahmastra that will destroy everything in a few moments. Although fearful, Arjuna seems to manifest detachment from that fear in the presence of the Lord. Wonderful. Yes, good realization. Yes, Prabhu. This is the best thing. When you pray to Krishna, glorify Him for His omnipotence, omniscience. He knows what we need. He will protect all the time. In our glorification of Krishna, the protection is already there. We don't need to emphasize as if Krishna forgot what He is supposed to do. Krishna's protection is always there, intact, in His glory. Is there any question coming? No? Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Pramanande, Hare Hare Bol, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.